a hello potty mouth.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. One, two, three, let's go.
I got a Glock in a can with a scope. She gave me hair when I walked through the door. Champagne,
toast.
Yeah, leave that boy hoodie like Pope.
I get it, get it,
I'm talking about toes.
That boy catch a lag and
I know he gon' fold. That boy's just a troll. I'm already knowing. Can't see that bitch cause she already hoeing. Drinking my cup and this shit is too potent. Diamonds too cold, I walked in and it's snowing. Hating on me, but that boy just coping. Haters. She's on my dick cause I'm top five. Feeling like Ant got a top nine. That's only great to my cha-cha.
Welcome back, listeners of the Free Podcast. How are you doing today? This lovely Monday, start of your week, type shit. Yeah, man. I hope that this is a great week for you. I hope that you are, you know, blessed and highly favored this week. I hope that a good thing has come your way. I hope that you don't get any text from people you are dealing with. I hope that none of you receive a "we need to talk" text this week. I hope that doesn't fall upon your chest this week. You know that nothing rules my spirit like a text that says, "we need to talk." What do we need to talk about? And why are you prefacing this conversation with "we need to talk"? Just start the conversation. I hate people who start conversations with "we need to talk" and it's something normal. "We need to talk." What's wrong? Oh, nothing. I just miss you. Bitch, you're blocked. Because fuck you text me. Because why the fuck did you text me "we need to talk" if you just want to tell me you missed me? Just text "I miss you," you dumbass. But hey, man, it is what it is. Welcome back to this compilation episode. This is episodes from the weeks, from the episodes of... excuse me. I'm going to say March 17th to March 25th, actually. There's parts in here from episode that came out today. And if you want to know what episodes I'm saying, patreon.com/pottymouth. You can find the full conversations to every piece on our Patreon. Every piece? What the fuck that mean? You can find the full conversations to every conversation we had today on this compilation on our Patreon at patreon.com/pottymouth. Go over there, go listen, but you still have this if you can't afford it. I want you to know I am benevolent. I am benevolent. I'm a man that care about the people, because I could just not put these out. But who would I be? This 4 weeks in a row I did it. 4 weeks. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole month. Who's more consistent than the boy? Speaking of the boy, I've talked about it so many times. And I want y'all to know, patreon.com/pottymouth, me and Four will not stop talking about this. I'm sure we won't. We've only talked about it once twice since it happened. But I'm sure we're going to talk about it more. Kendrick dissed Drake on Future's album "Like That." Hey, man. I've talked about it ad nauseum now, but I will say this one final thought, and here's what I say. Kendrick might be the ultimate clout chaser that nobody calls out for clout chasing. Kendrick has now done this thing twice, and by this thing I mean call out rappers that he are in a similar class with and a similar ilk with. But people consider this competition instead of what it should be, clout chasing. At first listen of the song "Like That," you think that this is just, you know, competition. And I was also fooled by it. I was on the ledge of like, no, Drake and Cole gotta respond this weekend. But as the weekends rolled through, it's now 3:02 Monday morning. Can y'all see that? You can't really see my brightness is too high. It's 3:02 Monday morning. As the time just rolled by and the hours passed by and the days passed by and I heard the song more, I thought to myself, was this ever an actual call out of the other three? Or was it just a man who is desperate to claim onto his spot inside the big three? And I know Kendrick fans are going to hear this and say, oh, Kendrick don't need to do this. He drops the best music. He raps the best. He doesn't need to claim on to it. Buddy, Boss Man D-Lo is a popular rapper. Boss Man D-Lo doesn't have half the pen that Kendrick does. In today's rap culture, it's not about who raps the best. It's about what have you done for me lately? What songs get me hype? What have you done to make me post it on my story? That is today's hip hop, for better or for worse. And I agree with you that it is for worse, but that is the state of the culture. And if that's the state, Kendrick is doing the right thing by clout chasing. He's a clout chaser. Nothing more, nothing less. And it is what it is. And we should call it as such. The second time he done this. I know that we want to say control is a different thing. But is it? But is control that different of a thing? Let's think about it. Realistically speaking, let's think about this. 10 years ago, when Control dropped, Kendrick went on that verse, that feature of a Big Sean Lucy, and called out every rapper that was considered to be in his class. Tyler, Mac Miller, Big Crit, Meek, Wale, all these artists that were titans of the mix, of the blog era at the time. He called them all out and said, I want to murder all of you guys. A decade later, that list is thinned. Kendrick couldn't go on like that and talk about Tyler the Creator. Tyler's doing something totally different now. He's took himself out of the race. You couldn't call out Wale. Wale, as much as I love Wale, he's in that tier two or tier three. And what I mean by tier two or tier three, if tier one is Kendrick, Drake, Cole, whatever order you put them in, I just said the names, whatever order you put them in, Kendrick, Drake, Cole, then tier two would be a Big Sean, a Meek, a Wale. That would be tier two. And tier three might be, you know, a Wiz Khalifa, a Big Crit. And in these tiers, I'm only talking about last decade, the 2010s, the blog era. A lot of his contemporaries from last decade are no longer his contemporaries. The only people he had left to call out was Cole and Drake. And with that being said, when you look at it from that angle, very much clout chasing. Because what does Cole have to do with any of this? I would understand if this was just very much a poignant and pointed diss at the boy. Very much a call out of Drake. Because them two has had static for the last decade. But it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was also a call out of Cole. And some of you will make the argument of, well, Cole aligned himself with Drake, so of course he caught the stray. Is that in the course? Is that how we see it now? Is Kendrick that kind of guy? A man being J. Cole, who they've been rumored to have a collab album since I was in high school. You called him out because he just did a feature? Because he's on tour with a guy? This is the guy? To me, that seemed clout chasing. To me, that seems like somebody who wants a moment. Which is why I understand why Drake or Cole hasn't responded yet. Because I think both of them look at it like, oh, he's doing that thing he did a decade ago. Here's a clip of Drake on stage talking.
Ride up and move towards the future. Sometimes, Sometimes you gotta acknowledge the mistakes that you made in the past, right? 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 So this is what I want you to do.
Does that sound like a man who's coming out tomorrow? No. Excuse me. That sounds like a man who recognizes what happened on two folds. Number one, he see it as, yo, you did this before. I see this. I see the trick. I'm not falling for it. Number two, you can see that Drake saying, I fell for this same bait with Pusha. Oh, a few lines on a album cut that is meant for me to give a full response to. No. Hey, Kendrick, I love that like that shit. And it's a hit. It's going to play in the club. It's a hit. I'm not knocking it. I love it. But if you want them niggas to respond, you got to come a bit harder than that. You got to be more poignant and more pointed if you want people to respond to your disses. And as of right now, you are neither. You just said some things on a beat. But that's enough of me speaking of that situation. Because like I said, this will not be the first time or last time I speak about it. Patreon.com/PottyMouth. Me and Ford will definitely get into that conversation more. As a lot of you know, this is a pillar conversation of the podcast. You know, me and Ford last year we went on a 3-episode arc where we argued about this for 2 hours. Drake versus Kendrick. We've done it so many times. So yeah. I don't think it stops here. The buck doesn't end here. But very excited to give you this compilation episode today. Very excited. Very happy to present it to you. I love doing these. This is becoming my favorite part of the week, Sunday night, when I put these episodes together and I go back and I look at some of our best moments from the week. And I just, I do these little front and beginning 15-minute interviews. I'm just talking and podcasting. It feels great. This is, I got a few minutes left before my timer runs out, because I want to keep these to 15 minutes. This feels good. It feels good. I know we haven't put out a YouTube video in a while, but that's because of I don't have a haircut. We have the ideas. The ideas are here. I want to make them, but I need a haircut if I want to do them. And also, if you like those, we're probably going to do one big one a week, and I make it like 25 minutes. I think I can do that, but I just can't do two a week. But this feels good. This feels like a good middle ground of like creating. You know, the cool thing about podcasting is like, over the last 5 or 6 years since I've been in the game, it has changed a lot. And I think that in order for you to be considered one of the best in any field, you have to change with the times, right? Tom Brady wasn't the same player for his whole 21-year career. No. LeBron hasn't been the same player for his whole 20-year career. No. Greats change over time, and I think this is a natural progression of it. Of like, yes, we're still putting out the audio version for audio lovers, but we have to make more content than just podcasting. And we've done that. So go subscribe to our reaction account, Potty Mouth Reacts. We're currently watching Invincible over there. I think just uploaded episode 6 of season 2 tonight. So that should be up by tomorrow, by when you're hearing this, it should be up. Before I start selling lies on the internet, let me go check. Yeah. 10 a.m. tomorrow. Well, 10 a.m. when you're hearing this, Monday, it'll be up. Go check Potty Mouth Clips. There are clips up of the podcast that sometimes don't make it into these episodes because they're more worthy of YouTube. You go listen, we'll go watch them over there. We're just making stuff, and I feel so excited about the direction of the company and what we do here. And I'm going to keep making new stuff and keep, you know, reinventing ourselves and keep building. But yeah, that's enough of me bullshitting and talking. Let's get into today's episode. Listen, Ford talks about fucking a cousin. Ford talk about DMing a girl. And some other stuff happened. So I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Tell me if you like it.
You ever made out with a cousin?
Made out with a cousin? Absolutely. Yeah. Couple of them.
Three, I think. Oh, you a real deal
those
cousin.
Those his bodies. Those his bodies.
Yeah, I was hoping not to reveal that. I don't know. I just say that real quick. That's why, by the way, guys, that's why I've been so weird about sex. I couldn't really get into it. But now that we're here, I fucked all three of my cousins. I'm sorry. You know, that's why I've been, you know, y'all always were like, yo, why are you fucking so weird? You're talking about sex. It's because I couldn't reveal the reality of the situation. No. I fucked cousins.
No. Three cousins that you real life made out with three cousins?
Three cousins.
For sure. Well, okay.
Dog, three cousins.
Because one cousin is like, yeah, man, we all got one.
Making out with three cousins, that's definitely a body, bro. That's a cousin body. It's three of them.
Yeah, three of them is
three
crazy.
Three of them is a body.
Okay.
Three cousins is nuts,
wait,
though.
Wait, yeah. I'm thinking about it. I think there's, I know.
You cousin Skeeter, speaking of Nickelodeon shows.
No, it was two cousins, and then there was this one Haitian girl that started working with us. No.
You fucked
the
slave.
I think she got adopted,
nigga.
I
That's
believe.
Weird.
No, what you mean?
She was a shooter. And you fucked the foster kid.
No, Giddy.
No, Giddy.
I didn't fuck her, but she was a foster Haitian child.
From who?
From the country, like from deep in the country.
Yeah.
Where my grandma used to.
You wasn't in America yet.
No. This.
Oh, you was getting there early. Damn.
No, it's still in the DR. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't count. It's third world country.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? It was below 10, so it's like, yeah, it is what it is.
So, no, all right. You made out with two cousins and
a
Haitian
tongues, bro.
Oh, you was
sucking tongue?
Yeah. When last have you seen these cousins?
A long time, because they're in the DR, so I haven't.
Yeah. I haven't seen my cousin I made out with.
What do you think would happen? Nothing would happen. You just act like it didn't happen.
No, I'm not trying to like, see her.
Oh,
that
really?
Was weird. Because it was like...
How
there's a few links. No, because you know how like, all right, so I got a young mom. So my mom started linking with one of her cousins because she was like going through a rough time or whatever.
Right.
And she had kids. She had two girls.
Yeah.
So I, yeah, I mean, it was a few links over the course of a few months. I'm like, yeah, no, my little bitch over here.
That's thorough though. That was your bitch for real. Cause she not related to you.
No, it's different. No, wait. I'm telling you, the truth is she may not be related because my grandma, she a crackhead. Well, she a reformed crackhead. And she don't know who my mom dad is. So my mom been living a lie her whole life, like she got two dads. I've taken on this lie where I got two granddads.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is. Nah, I'm lying.
Cause she don't know which dad is her actual.
To be
dad.
Honest, we know which one is actually our granddad.
There's doubt.
No. There's no doubt in my like the one who's actually my granddad. Me and my brother look just like this nigga.
Oh, okay. Well,
my mom, but the whole rouge, was it rouge?
No, you had it.
The whole rouge was ruined was me and my brother was
rouge.
Because we look just like him.
Yeah.
So it's like, so the other nigga ain't really our granddad, and that's his family.
Gotcha. Okay, well, there you go.
So keep it being, that's not really my cousin.
That's your
right.
bitch.
That's right. Hey, it was my bitch.
Yeah.
So what happened was, I used to go, the first time we linked, he's playing doctor.
Yeah.
And my little wee-wee got hurt. I see you. Take shit.
Okay.
Second time, I remember this one. We was under their bed, humping and kissing. Underneath the bunk bed, humping and kissing.
Wait, both at the same time?
Do you know where she is today?
No.
You should find her.
No.
You should
Why?
Fuck her
She's not a good Jonah.
Oh.
You was a kid. You don't know.
No, I seen her recently on Facebook.
Little busted. Okay.
Yeah. What's her Facebook?
I'm not seeing your Facebook out loud.
No, let's find it. Like,
you want to be an Eskimo cousin?
I don't know her Facebook. I don't know her Facebook, but I know her sister Facebook because she used to watch my nephews.
Oh, okay.
So I remember like, and her sister ain't a good joint either.
Oh, so it's just.
Yeah.
That cousin body going to the grave.
I mean, when that, I don't want to go back to what we said earlier, but when you are yourself young, they're younger. It's not really, they're not that ugly.
What you mean?
Like they're better looking when they're young.
Oh no. Oh.
I said you yourself like I was younger as well.
You gotta say no giddy at the end of that.
No giddy shit, I was younger. There we go. I'm not saying speaking from now, I'm saying like
when
I was young, she was better when she was young.
I wanna say
this episode crazy, yo.
This is a sick episode.
Shit crazy, yo. No giddy.
This whole episode is no giddy,
dog. Blame quiet on set, dog.
We need to put asterisks behind certain episodes for when we make it. That gotta go down. They gotta go.
It's already behind the paywall.
They gotta go.
Now that ain't enough, obviously.
This nigga just lost his bitch.
Hey, Gator. from what I saw.
I got it, bad. Yeah,
you can't do that when you go to NASA.
if I were to apply to NASA, they're definitely clipping this out.
Yo, if like Cartoon Network want to hire us for Adult Swim, we going.
It is what it is.
All I'm saying is,
it was pretty good though, right?
Two cousins though.
Dan Snyder on himself.
Yo, what the?
Yo, what?
He just noseboyed on himself.
He squirted.
Noseboyed himself.
Yo, crazy. No giddy.
This is also what's funny about Dan Snyder. The skits, right?
Yeah.
In the moment, you just feel something on yourself. 10 years from that, it was like, nah. They were making pedophilia jokes, so him spilling them on himself was a cum shot. That was the doc.
I'm not gonna lie, that's how a meek tweet.
That was the doc.
You gotta realize these is pedophilia jokes, and the guys don't fuck with that. You guys are dishonorable pedophiles.
Yo, bro,
we don't respect shit like that. Like,
please, somebody get Meek to watch Quiet on Set. We need to see Meek Mill live tweet Quiet on Set.
Yo, Meek Academic, by the way, I'm not leaving for fucking his cousins, but we're gonna get back.
No, you got bodies though.
Is tongue sucking fucking?
Yo, yeah. Tongue sucking is crazy. Yeah.
We sucked each other's tongues.
Their mouth. Yo, that's crazy. Where did you learn that?
Tongue sucking?
Yeah.
What else are you gonna do?
He said, suck my tongue. Kiss it. Like the Dalai Lama.
Yo, suck my tongue, mommy. Suck my tongue, mommy.
Suck my tongue, mommy.
500 for your fucking hell, mommy. Suck my tongue.
Pretend it's my dick, mommy. You suck it. You suck it.
Suck my fucking tongue, mommy. You fucking slut.
It's the wet juicy tongue for me. It's the wet juicy cousin tongue for me.
Yo. Yo, turn it off!
No, that shit was crazy though. That shit was hard.
You want her tongue?
No, like the action.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Like it was hard.
Oh, like your dick got hard.
Like, did it? I don't remember. I might have been too young I definitely was too young because it was before I came here.
Where y'all doing
that?
It was
like 8-9.
Like in the field?
No, in the bedrooms. Like we're supposed to be siesta time.
Siesta.
Nap. CSI's nap. So is that around nap time?
Yeah, you
was in the same bed.
You was getting kinky.
Yo.
What'd you open your mouth? What'd you say to her?
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
I don't remember. I think we'll just talk about like, yo, what is kissing?
Y'all got that weird tingle in your stomach.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, you got,
No, but I ain't gonna lie, four might be a cousin Mac. Because yeah. It wasn't just one, it was two. It was
three. It was three.
It was Tres. Yeah. It was Tres cousin.
What's
cousin in Spanish?
Prima.
It was Tres Prima.
Tres Prima, there we go.
Tres Prima, you fucking freaky fuck, Bobby.
I said three because that sounded right, but I can't think of the third one. I can't remember who the third one is. Mm.
It was one cousin and then the Haitian.
That's a bad body.
She's not even worth mentioning for real, for real. Let's just move on.
What they look like now?
Busted. I don't.
Not doubling back?
No.
Pussy,
Here's a problem.
One of them Haitian. She definitely a prostitute now on the island.
Who knows? I don't even know. She was pretty busted.
Every Haitian bitch lose their mind at some point too, by the way.
Yo, tell me about it.
Like everybody know a Haitian bitch that just went crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, I've counted my bodies. I got like 7 Haitian bodies.
That's crazy.
I got 2 on my belt too. All of them had a crazy face.
I realized, damn, do I got Haitian bitch fetish?
You got voodoo on you for sure. That's why your life's keeps going.
My mental health is going.
All the voices is them.
The brain.
They're the voices. They're the ones.
It's the Haitian bitches.
Yeah, it was like, yo.
You hate yourself?
Oh, that's your Asian accent?
No, that's what they saying in his head.
Oh, okay. The craziest one was the Haitian joint because it was like, yo, let's do it. It wasn't like a circumstantial thing. Mm. It was like, yo, we're here. We're hidden from the world, from our family that's literally right there in the living room.
Yeah.
Right here. We almost fucked, I believe, that day.
Oh, yeah. You almost got to it.
Yo,
now that I think about it,
I want you to understand how if you would have went through with it, that would change the trajectory of your life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I would have been
all anxiety. You'd be like, I do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
My little busted baby, I see her on Thanksgiving. No giddy
shit. My little bus baby, is she a child? No giddy, that shit crazy.
Well, you also are young.
Yeah, but still.
No, but I'm just saying.
You can't be 12 and you got a 12-year-old bus baby.
I wasn't 12.
How old are you?
I was like,
I'm nine, giving you 12. By the way, I thought I'm giving you 12. Take 12.
No, it's younger.
Like, I'm giving you 12,
what
though.
What you mean?
Because, like, you know what I mean? It's about to get real no giddy in it.
Oh, I see what you're saying for jokes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was okay. Giving you 12.
Right, my bad. But no, yeah, it was like that day, it was interesting. we definitely did almost fuck because we were kissing, and then we're like, we almost went to the bathroom. On our way to the bathroom, they called one of us. I don't know if it was me or her. That kind of fucked it up. And by the way,
that about to get rhythm.
Blue balls.
Yeah, they kind of fucked
up. Your family was dicky.
Yo, our family was dicky. Yo.
Mama Cita, mommy, you fucking dicky. If I
yeah, let me just fuck
you. You're fire. Let me fucking fucking Haitian immigrant.
Yeah, let me just fuck the Haitian bitch, man.
And she was a slave too.
No.
Yo, forget she was a slave.
Foster child.
Why you thought the Haitian joint was the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what you mean?
It was a slider.
Well, no, I think. Dark.
Like, yeah, them bitches fuck for real. I heard about
no, you. It was, no, what? There's dark Dominicans. This isn't a thing. This is.
Yeah, like, it is. I watched a doc. It's mad dark and them. It's like, mad darkies.
Yeah. Really?
They're like me out there. By the way, yeah. For you, I don't think you went out there neither.
What you mean?
So like a pussy game level?
Why?
It's some sexy Haitian.
I can speak English.
Yeah, but I don't think it's enough.
I think it is.
You think that earn you points?
Being American? Yeah.
I watched a documentary about Barstool.
No.
Not to get off track.
Go ahead.
But I watched a documentary about Barstool. No, finish, fuck your cousin.
That's well, yeah, so like, I don't know what it was about. I definitely wanted to fuck. And also, she wasn't my cousin, this Haitian John.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
That one was definitely easier to like go crazy.
She wasn't your cousin?
Technically not.
And what really. Was she?
Foster child.
Foster
like,
he told us this.
So it's not blood. So I'm just saying.
Slave, bro. I'm telling you.
What you mean?
They told you it was a foster child.
Nah, we met her mom. But we went to the fucking thing.
Her mom was Dominican?
No, she was Haitian.
Her mom was Haitian?
Yeah.
And she was a foster child.
I believe. Maybe the mom died. I don't know. I know we went over there to meet their family.
She said I met her mom.
So listen,
I think we met there.
Four,
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Four, again, is getting.
I don't remember.
Again.
I don't remember.
What you're telling me is. She got adopted by another Haitian inside your country?
I don't remember. Because that story is crazy. I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Or sound like slavery to me.
First of all, she stayed with us. She didn't have a family.
She stayed with you? She didn't have a family?
Make your mind up.
What you mean? No. Not
she just had a family. She had a mom.
Y'all went to go meet her family.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Here's all I know.
Yo.
I'm stretching myself out.
There's something that you do you don't have to do.
What? Give details?
Yes. You create details that you don't have to.
I do.
I don't remember that.
Well, I'm not going to blame it on you, but it's like when your presence was like, yo, you keep asking me questions. I don't want to keep saying, I don't know.
By the way, is she a slave? That's the only two things I've said. You could have been like, she was Haitian. No, she wasn't a slave.
All
you
keep
adding more context, your context sounds slavery.
All right, take all the context away. Here's what I know.
Okay.
In this context in and of itself could sound whatever narrative you want to push.
Yeah, and I will push it.
That's all I know.
And I will push it.
Foster child that got adopted by our grandparents, and she was
by your grandparents now.
It was always
his grandparents. He said that in the beginning.
He just said it was a Haitian mother that adopted her. He just said
that detail I added. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He said that.
I do that.
He
I don't
said
know.
That. He said
I
that.
I said something about a mom. I did.
I thought he said we met her mom.
No.
I did. That's what I said.
Yes.
I did say that. Yeah. We met her mom.
Yeah, I said.
And that doesn't make sense because if she's foster child,
right?
It doesn't make sense. So
he met somebody he doesn't know who they were though.
That's what I said.
You get him bailed.
No.
He started off by saying that his family.
I'm taking all that away.
He started off and then he said, I met her mom. Her mom was also Haitian. I said, wait, what? So the kid was from Haiti, got adopted by a Haitian mom in your country.
No. It's null and void. Null and void.
All that's dead now, though. But it got adopted by your grandmother.
We definitely
We reckon it.
Listen, we went deep into the islands.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you say it like that? You say it thorough a little
the
bit.
The islands.
The islands.
And we did.
Yeah.
I remember being like.
That's the deep country.
I remember wanting to leave because there was no internet or TV. So I was like, I don't want to. It's like, yo, you got me in the middle of nowhere with all these fucking cows. I don't want to be here. I remember that. I remember.
Oh, yeah, no, she was silly.
What you mean?
No, I'm sorry. No.
Keep going.
It was our cows.
Keep going.
Well, I don't know if it was our cows. I know it was cows.
Yeah. You just like, yo, we own all this shit and that bitch.
I think I'm like the fucking the richest person in the DR.
Yo, you moved to America.
You had land and cows.
You
had land, cows, and you moved to America.
I wasn't the richest person. What are we talking
not
about?
Not saying the richest, you wasn't the poorest.
I definitely wasn't the poorest. Yeah. I never said I was the poorest.
I was doing good over there.
Y'all was doing good for yourselves.
Yeah, to come struggle here for the American dream. Now what?
You're dumb now.
Yeah, you got dumb as fuck.
We came up. I'm doing this podcast.
You had slaves back home.
Anyway, so
by the way, you keep Duncan talking to your dad. Somebody said in the comments, niggas like, yo, he at his dad house, but
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm scared of even asking him that because he might look at me and be like, why are you asking me the dumbass question? He might shame me for asking that.
I think your dad might be say, like,
ask him who Magdalena was.
Yeah, but like, dad, do you remember Miguelita?
He's gonna be. I'm scared to be judged by my dad. I can feel the judgment already asking my dad that. I might ask my mom questions like that. I can ask my mom the dumbest questions. She'll like happily talk to me.
I might learn Spanish to talk to your dad.
That's crazy. He knows English,
but I wanna make him comfortable. We got to be comfortable when he talks to me.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a real man. That's a real man.
Oh, it's no Diddy.
That's no Diddy. That's no Diddy.
No Diddy. Yeah, that's for no sure. Diddy. No Diddy. I remember that memory of like almost fucking her stayed with me for so long that I remember actually looking up her Facebook like about 4 years ago. About 4 years ago. And then that's when I discovered, I remember talking to her through WhatsApp FaceTime. She did not look good. But I'm not going to lie, this wasn't 4 years ago. This was 2017, right after I had gone to the DR. I remember seeing her and being like, yo, I got to go back just so I can. That's how horny I was.
We definitely played that. I know those dangerous levels of horny.
That's how horny I was.
Hey, by the way, you going back soon?
I am. I just sent myself.
What's her Facebook? Let's look at it.
Yeah. Let's hit her up now.
What the fuck is her name? It's been so long. I remember.
It's been so long. I remember.
How many Asian people from DR do you know?
Are his slaves?
What you mean?
Like how many? Like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got her on Facebook still, I would assume.
I don't know. I don't think I ever had her on Facebook.
Open, download WhatsApp.
She's on WhatsApp.
Did you leave her thread?
Well, I never talked to her. It was from a family member that was around.
You just said you FaceTimed her on WhatsApp.
I did, but through a family member's fucking account. I called probably my grandpa or something. And then that's where she was just there hanging out. And then it was like, oh, look who's here. I didn't talk to her. I've never talked to her directly.
That's but I'm wrong for making it seem like he.
But you did say you.
I talked to her when he put it through there.
So you didn't find her on Facebook?
No, I didn't go looking for her.
The story, you is that what I said? Yeah, the story you sound like you found her on Facebook, then you FaceTimed her on WhatsApp.
It sounded like y'all had two interactions. It was one time y'all talked on WhatsApp, and then you looked her up later that, and
no, I never looked her up.
To me, it sounded like you looked her up on Facebook first, got her information, and was like, let's FaceTime. She was
that's
like,
crazy.
And she gave her WhatsApp.
No, it was
why
always,
you don't remember your grandparents' kid? That's your aunt.
By the way, speaking of that,
eventually she moved out and created her own life.
Is these the same grandparents that own Miguelita now?
They don't own her, but she does work for them.
What's their thing with like?
Just saying.
What's the thing with
just saying? I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not trying to paint a story here. I'm just saying. Same parents that own Miguelita. Excuse me. That has Miguelita work for them now, also adopted a little Haitian girl. Just saying.
Yeah, I can't even. Yeah, definitely adopted her. She was in that house.
No, that sounds she like lived me. There. Sound like Miguelita's daughter.
No, that completely unrelated. Completely unrelated. That's crazy. But
you think her and Miguelita wasn't bonding in the crib over speaking Creole together?
No, because she wasn't Miguelita. The timeline doesn't. They don't cross over.
When did you leave?
I left in 2011.
How old was she in 2011?
Who, my...
The adopted bitch.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
She was around your age?
Definitely, yeah.
So how old were you?
I was 11 when I left.
So she was around 11?
Yeah. Okay, sure, yeah.
You think that her and Miguelita wasn't bonding over Creole?
I guess I didn't witness that. I don't know. I wasn't there, I guess. So I can't be too sure of this.
I'm just telling you right now.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
I'm in a foreign land. By the way,
a foreign land is crazy.
It's a foreign land.
I guess.
It's not a foreign land for.
Haiti to the DR?
Four.
It's don't, foreign people. It's four, racist
don't,
people.
Don't do that. It's a foreign land. If I'm not welcome here. Yo, dog, I walk into a fucking Kroger in the South. I see a black guy. I go. I walk into a Walmart in fucking New Hampshire. I see a nigga. I go, That's foreign land to us. We got to make sure we good together. You telling me that this old Haitian bitch and this young Haitian bitch wasn't bonding over Creole? Yeah.
Over Creole?
There's currently a revolution in Haiti, by the way, that and they're on the same island. No one talks about DR at all. That's a foreign land.
All right.
It's a foreign land.
It's a foreign land. Okay, that's fair.
I'm just saying, free Miguelita. Free 4-0-X.
I wanted to fuck bad, but again, I saw
that was her. Your little linky tingy.
Yeah,
I wanted to fuck her.
You got verified that she wasn't tough, because
no, she was. I could tell. But
how many years ago was it?
Again, I think this was 2017.
We got
it a year after I'd gone.
I seen a girl that I went to high school with that just got it in like the last 6 months. Like she just got, like, you know what I'm saying?
She just got it.
Just got it. She just crossed the line.
No, Elsa, she does have kids. I know that through the grapevine.
You sure they're not yours?
They're not mine.
Oh, you're just right.
I never fucked her, but that would be crazy. I don't think men are supposed to see women's thoughts.
No.
They will. The only thing at best, confusion. At worst, anger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a couple of women that are the ones like banger hunting, basically. Mm-hmm. Like that tweet, like 100 tweets a day. Mm-hmm. Like these kind of women. I follow a couple of these women. And like for a while, I'm like, I can kind of like tolerate it. It's like, okay, you're banger hunting, whatever. But I don't know, something. I forget what the tweet that I saw last night, but something.
What's
broke
the straw that brought the camel's back?
Yeah, I'm going to find it, because this was like, I was so close to just unfollowing all the women that I follow. Because I just can't do it anymore. Because what the fuck are they talking about? They're not really saying anything.
I was also thinking about doing that too, because I was about to get in like a deep wrestling bag. Like I seen Action Bronson was wrestling. I was about to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this is so cool. And I'm like, oh, it's follow me on here. I can't share all my thoughts.
Yes, you can, bro.
You definitely can.
Nah, I can't once I unfollow all these bitches.
Why can't the host see you like wrestling?
They don't. Why do they deserve it?
Oh,
you see, I try to flip it on this.
They don't deserve seeing my real self.
To you know what I mean?
That was a crazy gaslight.
They don't love me for what I know love to be.
Yo, you can't keep getting away with this shit. This shit get ridiculous. Every woman that I have any respect for, I usually mute them.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, I don't really need to see what you're talking about.
Yeah,
because like you said. At best, confusion. At worst, visceral anger. Yeah. And I don't want to be yelling at my phone like, you are the dumbest person I ever talked to in my life. Why are we friends?
I found it. This is a fucking crazy tweet. So she was quote tweeting this tweet that said, for my Southern bred folks, y'all remember roly-polies? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you saw one? And she said, y'all don't go outside and enjoy nature. I just saw a roly-poly yesterday.
Why I got you so mad?
Y'all understand why I got you so mad.
Yo.
Why are we doing discourse about roly polies?
Yeah, you hate this bitch.
Yeah, no, that was more personal.
Yo, you
why
hate
are we doing discourse about roly polies?
You
know what it is?
I think the thought is kind of thorough.
It's a phrase, roly poly.
Yeah.
Roly poly. I don't want to see that phrase in my fucking timeline. I don't know why. It just angers me. Roly poly, grow up. Well, what the fuck are we talking about?
That was the point of the tweet. When the last time you seen one?
But it comes from a point of like, you're shaming. I don't know. I just don't like when they just started talking about stupid shit. I don't think that was a valid point at all. I don't get it.
I think it's a.
Maybe I'm not Southern bred.
That's not necessarily a Southern bred thing. That's like saying, like, when the last time you seen a lightning bug.
Why are we talking about this?
But these are real things that occurred in nature that, like, hey, I'd stop seeing these things.
No.
I don't think that's a crazy thought to be like, now when she doubles down and is like, I seen one yesterday, y'all not really outside. Like, just say that. Just say that thing. Like, yo, I'm doing nature.
Bro, this bitch talking about rebrands. Like, I think when my rebrand happens, I want to revisit this. Maybe I just hate this bitch in particular. Yeah, bitch, I think you might be right, but I just hate it. Why do British people eat like that? What the fuck is you talking about?
You just hate this bitch,
yeah,
bro.
These are valid thoughts.
Yeah,
she get her shit off. Yo, bitch is outside every weekend, but the grandma dead. She's like, she want me to be outside. It's kind of thorough, but also, sorry, but people.
She's not using no slashes at the end of these bangers.
Why she not using numbers instead of letters? Sorry, but people who eat rice with a spoon, this is quote tweeting this. Sorry, but people who eat rice with a spoon were either an armed robber or bricklayer in a previous life. Because why do you need to shovel rice into your mouth? You said, I'll be hungry with an O.
No, she get her shit up.
Yeah, I'll be hungry. That's girl. Especially she from Philly.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Like
I'm hungry, yo.
Yeah, like,
yo, you gay.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, bro, you hating, dog.
Now, about this, I was with you until you read
this particular.
Until you read the tweet.
Was she thorough?
Yeah, yeah. I go a lot. I thought she was going to be like, I hate it when a nigga do this. My man better not. Shit like that. I'd be like, yeah, no. Block this bitch.
Okay.
She just, you know what I mean? She in the T.O. vibing. She just vibing.
Yeah, she is just vibing.
You know what I mean?
I'm
she caught a vibe, bro.
She did caught a vibe.
She got a vibe with the sauce. That's yeah, what she no, did.
What do I hate this? I mean, now I got to get to the bottom of it.
Because it's good thoughts. It's real opinions. Because you get anxiety.
Roly-poly opinions?
You get anxiety when
I'm going to get my roly-poly
opinions. You get anxiety when it say, yo, what's on your mind? She don't. She say roly-poly. I seen one.
You want me to get into
I'm her? Hungry.
I'll be hungry.
I'm hungry.
You want me to get into my hungry bag? You want me to get into my roly poly bag? Yeah, that's some thoughts that y'all want me to express.
No, if
you
want, if they was original,
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's given.
I'm saying.
So like, you want me to give my original thoughts on roly polies?
No, you don't need to.
There we go. That's my thoughts.
But like, we not actually have thoughts
I hate
on these
bitches.
Things.
Be hungry? No, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, man.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but that's like subtweeting here. That would be crazy. If I, that
I mean, sometimes
that's me, crazy. Something.
No, you got. You got.
Amuse you if I amuse you. She's the. You know what I'm saying, like,
no, you got to wait a few days. Up. Honestly, to be honest, you got to wait a few days so she don't think
to subtweet. I agree.
You put it in the draft.
You ever do that?
I got tweets in the draft right now.
Yeah, I was like, I can't keep get some bangers right in the draft. Yeah, but I'm saying like the ones that like are definitely subtweets. You gotta like wait a little. You gotta let the smoke clear.
I ain't subtweeting again. So long, I'm lying.
That's not true. You just did it.
Well, subtweeting
like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. He don't count because I only watch my account.
That's the only way we communicate.
That,
exactly. That's just you directly talking.
Because he, you know, he leaves mean comments and I tweet and he sees it. I talk on a podcast and he leaves me comments. That's how we communicate.
Yeah. Once you're a cornball, you can't uncorn that ball.
Now she cook again. You hate it a little bit. She cooking a little bit, bro.
I don't like your silence, Ed. That's
crazy. Twit, if that tweet passed my timeline, I would like it.
You can't uncorn that ball.
You can't uncorn that ball.
Let's get her on the podcast then. Fuck it.
What's her ad?
It's Philly. It's, this bitch. Nani Runtz.
Let me see.
That's her Twitter.
Is she bad too?
She is.
Oh, yeah. You just mad.
Well, yeah. She got a boyfriend. That might be it.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying.
Yeah, she get her shit off. I love Busta Rhymes so bad. Yeah, she's getting her shit off. Yo, it's most, I'm scrolling through, she's mostly between music she's listening to. Like, nobody, like, anybody give a fuck. You know, it's hate twin. I ain't gonna lie.
Because you ain't really read one bad joint yet.
I was
this
searching.
This is all thorough joints, what y'all say.
It ain't all, no, not all of them thorough, but most of them is not offensive.
Right. It's not like she a pro tweeter or anything like that, but.
Yeah, like she not, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if you're not.
You just mad because you can't have her. That's what it sounds like.
I mean, that's
probably. You been in her DMs?
No.
Have you met her on Empty ever?
No. She just started following me like a couple months ago.
Why hold me following you, Tony? What's going on?
I don't know.
You got the sauce?
You
caught a vibe with the sauce?
Yo, listen. It's just, you know. Be like,
by the way, you watching me try to create culture right there? I'm trying to create culture with that. That's just an example of me.
Sauce?
No. Caught a vibe with the sauce.
I caught a vibe with the.
This is me. Yeah. Child, you mean? I just don't stop saying it.
Caught a vibe with the sauce is crazy, but I fuck with
it. It's funny.
It is.
Actually, yeah, I've already planned this bit out three weeks ahead. I'm going to start adding shit to it. It's going to be a copy pasta. I've planned the culture out. We're going to cut say some other shit.
Could have bought with the souls of the, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a copy pasta. I've already made the culture in my head.
Okay.
This is how you make culture. So,
I'm learning. Thank you.
Oh, you saucing with the vibe you caught.
Ooh.
Oh. Saucing with the vibe you caught.
Come on, you sauced up with the vibe you caught. You know what I mean? Yeah. You and her, twin them, vibes.
Yeah.
Or you and him. Or you and they.
They.
Yo, they is up there, you know what I mean?
They is up there going crazy.
Yeah,
they vibrating with the sauce.
Is crazy.
Vibrating with the sauce is a little crazy because it sounds like she's squirting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's the roast.
Damn.
They laughing. Niggas up there running and laughing.
Yeah, well, what they doing?
Yeah, that's
what crazy. Unit they in? They just.
They was just up there on that floor, bro.
So what I are came they doing?
In, you know how you? It's like that little room to the left. Yeah. It was just mad of them in there, and yeah, it's just mad niggas in there.
But what are they doing?
Yeah,
so I don't know. It's not an E, bro. It's too early.
It's too early for the E, and it's too early to be fast.
That's why I'm like, I don't know. They're not up there praying no more. I think they was about to start praying.
This ain't no mass yet, dog. This ain't no yet, man.
Yeah, get
the, and it's not holy. It's not holy land
at nothing all, bro. Ain't nothing blessed. Nothing about this land. I fucked all through this joint.
Facts.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, a bunch of old squirt water.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yo, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I went to go see a movie last night and I invited someone.
Who?
A girl.
Who?
The John, the Mexican John.
Oh, word. Type shit.
I knew it didn't go well because clearly wasn't planned. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Because I told you, if I'm going to do shit on my own, I'm going to at least invite because I don't lose anything by inviting someone. Yeah. Even if it's last minute, even though last minute usually means it's probably not going to happen. Because women are like kind of stricklers about that. But what
she ain't coming. She ain't coming no way, no how.
Yeah, she was like, I was like, yo, I know it's very late notice, but if you're free tonight, I would love to go watch it with you. She said, I would have loved to, but I just don't do last minute.
Nah, that bitch don't like you, too. That's what I mean.
I mean, but we already set up that we are going to go.
She don't see you as a valuable suitor.
Okay.
Because she did, she would have been like,
she got dressed.
She got dressed.
Like, how last minute is last minute?
How last minute?
What time did you send a text?
Well, it was early in the day. It was the same day. So it was...
What time was the movie showing?
You said I would love to go see it with you. Were y'all already having a movie conversation?
I did. I was telling her I was going to go see this movie.
Okay.
And you were like... And I was like, if you're free tonight, you can come. Yeah.
Yeah. Come vibe.
Yeah. Because I was going to see it regardless. Yeah.
What did she say again? She said I would.
I would love to... What is it? Where is it? Oh, I would have loved to, but I just don't do last minute.
What time did you invite her?
It was 2:57 p.m.
What time was the movie showing?
They didn't even get there.
I didn't say that, but it was at 10:30 because it was going to be later on the day after I worked.
She just said she don't do the last minute.
She see what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even.
I mean, we already.
Have y'all been out before?
Yeah, but years ago. But we already setting it out. She's like, this is by mid to late April.
By the way, bitches love last minute. Last minute is romantic.
Wait, what?
Because she's going on a trip.
Mid to late April. I just heard that.
Because she's going on a trip.
When?
April.
It's still in March, though.
It's March 16th.
So, no.
That shit ain't happening, man.
The fuck? I'm not going to the movies with you next month.
We can't plan a movie day a month out.
A movie day is 100% a last minute thing. You don't have to get dressed.
Okay.
You're sitting in the dark.
Yeah.
That's why I invited her.
Yeah, no, bro. Don't let that bitch play in your face.
Yeah, don't play in my face like that.
Actually, you should block her.
I'm not a blocker.
I'm a blocker, bitch ass nigga.
I'm not a blocker,
I learned that from him. Sometimes it's like, you don't respect me.
You know what I mean?
Like, what the fuck you mean, April? When is she going on the trip?
I think April.
So she's going on a trip in April.
April, I believe.
What the fuck does that have to do with the movies, though? I'm not understanding.
But like,
where's the time in between?
We could have did it next weekend.
Tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
We could have did tomorrow.
Yeah.
You asked her yesterday. That's Friday. Today's a Saturday. I see she's like, I don't do last minute because she has the rest of her night planned. The fuck you doing tomorrow? It's a movie. It's a movie trip.
That's what I think. I have a response.
Just how did we get to April? What is the in between for?
I don't know. I don't know.
Chill out on him. You get
no, I'm not. I don't mean to sound like I'm yelling at you.
No, I know you're not yelling at me.
Like, how do we get?
You're just mad.
I'm saying in the conversation of I don't do last minute. Oh, is there another time you free? She says April. After
no, there's in between. So we were kind of so there's a bunch of in between. We're just kind of texting through this, and then like. At 9:50 a.m., it was like, ain't about this. Can this wait until like mid to late April? I'm very stressed and busy, and I will be until I come back from my trip.
And I will. No, you don't know that you're not going to be stressed and fucking whatever until you get. That's. Fuck her.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck her.
You.
That's out. That's out.
That's out.
I appreciate y'all.
Somebody already blaming that shit. That's why she's stressed like that.
But let me. No, I
ain't. No. That's crazy. You going to block her?
No, I was like, yo, keep it a bucket. I don't like how you get me.
Yo, like, yo, you don't plan, you can't pick a date of like when I'm gonna be less stressed and busy. That's, like less busy, yes, but
I would have got her ass. So I'm gonna say what I was saying.
Go ahead.
Keep it a bucket. You trying to plan this all this next month shit. You could just tell me that you don't want to do that, and that would have been thorough. But all this, oh, wait, 6 week shit, that's not thorough to me.
I wouldn't even got that far into the
conversation. I would have did it just so that you can get that shit off your chest and then block. Don't even get a chance to respond.
Okay. The moment.
That's okay. My shit.
Yeah.
She don't do last minute. Like a bitch. Says, I don't do last minute. First thing that come to mind, okay, you have trauma. I'll give you some grace. And then when we get into reschedule conversation and you say next month, I'm like, I guess we'll reconvene around then.
I'm thinking that's conversation. By the way, that's what I'm thinking of responding like.
But I would have never talked to her again after that. No. Like, it's done.
Yeah, I think what I'm thinking of saying is just like
I'm not giving.
All right, we'll check back in later then.
No, that's too nice. We'll check that's back too in later. Nice.
Okay. For real.
You either digging her ass or block her.
I was about to say, I'm leaving that shit there. As soon as she said I'm going to be busy and stressed, I'm not even.
All right.
You mean?
I'm very good with just ignoring.
Because that's definitely a heavy.
You're not enough, dog. Like, you can't lie, her access to you.
All right.
I like that phrase. Yeah. All right. You got to just give her. Because that's a crazy joint. I'm going to be stressed and I will be until I get back into from my trip.
Like, you don't know that you're not going to be stressed after
the trip. How you know this trip is going to calm your nerves?
The trip might make it worse.
How you know that going out, how do you not know that going out on a movie date with me not going to help you feel, you know, relaxed? We just vibing.
Right.
How you know?
That nigga already stressing you the fuck out. That's why you don't do last minute, because he only come at night when he want to fuck you. That nigga only see you at night when he want to fuck you.
You little dumb bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Stupid asshole.
Is this the joint that was like 2024 she was gonna fuck you?
Yeah, it is.
It's
bro,
her?
You letting this bitch play in your face. She gave you another time.
I just
it's 2024 already. She told you fucking no. Yeah.
No, you're right.
No,
you're right.
For
nah, we gotta block her. Bitch. We gotta block her.
She told you, and it's 2024. She not abiding by deadlines.
At all.
Like, come on, bro. She put an extension.
That's a
on
good
shit.
Point. That's a good point.
No.
If it was 2024, I mean.
And then she gonna say, don't push. I hate this bitch.
Yeah.
Nah, let me block this
nah,
bitch.
Bro.
We gotta get. Or let me kill her with my bare hands.
bro. It's time to put that block in. How often are you talking to this person?
Not often.
It's not even somebody you're gonna miss.
Well, it's somebody that I've known for a long time.
It's gonna make you feel better.
So it's
fuck that. What does that mean? The relationship brings you nothing but pain.
It's not pain.
No, it's pain, bro.
That's pain.
I don't know if it's pain.
That's
you
pain.
May not feel pain, but we feel the pain for you because you don't feel human emotions.
That's
what
she's
doing
that's
to
not
you.
Cool.
It's painful.
Okay. All right.
I'm blocking that.
Y'all
bitch.
Feel strong enough that I have to block her.
That's a block. That's a right, blockable okay. Fence.
You don't right, respect right. Me. You reach out to me when it's convenient for you. You saying shit. You know that I have some type of feelings for you. You saying weird shit.
You
like,
stringing me along.
Oh, in 4 years. What?
I went to block her. I saw her titties. So maybe not.
You saw her titties.
Like, she sent me her titties.
Like beer naked? See, no, this is what this is.
Beer titties?
Hold on.
When?
It's been a while, but I just see it in the gallery.
No, bro. Say the titties in block.
Because I went to go, you know what I'm saying? Like,
say the titties in blocks, man.
Why she sent you the titties? What's the context of the conversation?
He was just horny.
Not horny enough.
You know what I mean?
Dick teasing. Bitch, that
agree,
dick tease, I'm not, I don't fuck with that.
Yo, that picture is really.
If you want the tits, just save the tits.
I gotta hide.
Or accept.
Just save the tits if you want the tits still. Say you can save the tits. It's your tits.
Right, she
sent
them
to
you.
Yeah.
It's your tits.
Hold on. Did I save it? I think I did save it.
First off.
Double saving was crazy.
Let me see if I saved this, John.
Like, it's not your work neither. Like, I saved this, like, it's my old work. Like, you know, I'm not blocking her. She play around, but I have hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do
right now. I do be giving
never
it to
hit.
You.
I know
so
what
it's
you
just
mean.
A
yeah.
Constant string along.
I be throwing in her delooper.
I agree.
You never do nothing in her mouth.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. You
that's
got
a bitch that's gonna have you eat her pussy and then be like, I don't want to do this no more after you try to fuck.
Yeah, which you know,
she only
would
care
be something.
About
I've already said this on the spot, but
yeah, no, but like, but if Ford got that off, that would be thrilled for him.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, but you know, that. But no, still no.
So we got to.
So should I not block? So what are we doing?
No, you still block.
Oh, it's not happening. That's the thing. She's not. You're not getting that far with her.
Right. You're.
She would have been made you a much if that was the case.
You're probably right.
I listened to a lot of Cash Cobain the other night.
Mm-hmm.
He might be the horniest rapper of all time.
A bro.
Like bro. He might be a sex addict.
Him, I'm so glad you're talking about this because I try to get at this when I listen to the fucking Chow Lee album that came out last year, which in retrospect, I'm so glad. I'm just glad I got really into the sound before it became big. Not saying I was ahead of anything.
No, you was ahead.
I just really liked that album. Right?
Yeah. I may play in this song.
And in that, I played damn near the whole album. I remember one time in a car. And one thing I did realize from that album, specifically Chow Lee, the reason I really like that album to this day, it might become one of my favorite albums of all time because it is like that Cash Cobain like type music. But you listen to the lyrics of it, and it's sex addict music, like you said.
Yeah.
But even more so in that Chow Lee album, it's like, I hate myself. I don't want to be an addict. So he sounds, he's rapping about sex in a way it was like, I got to fuck, but this is not what I should be doing. Because, like, I like, that's the tone of the whole album if you listen to it.
Yeah.
There's even a song that he put out. I forget what the song, a recent song was like. Yo, just because, this is one of my, yo, Chow Lee might be a lyrical genius. I gotta like really get together my thoughts on this because there's a point of a song he just put out, a single, where he's like, you know, just because when I say I love you, we have sex, doesn't mean I'm in love.
Yeah.
That's a regular line.
Yeah.
The next line is like, shit, I'm in love. And then he moves on, but I'm like, his music has that a lot where he's like breaks down, is like, fuck, this is bad. What am I doing? Right? From what I've heard of Cash Cobain, he's like, he enjoys being that horny.
No, Cash Cobain, he is so excited to eat pussy on every song. Like, I've never heard a more excited munch in my fucking life. Like, he is describing eating pussy like it gives him more joy than breathing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I can't wait to eat that pussy.
Yeah.
He be describing eating pussy in different locations. There's a song they got together, Cash Cobain and Chow Lee. He told the bitch, he said, I'm not buying a hotel. Let's go to Chow Crib and then I'm eat your pussy there. Yeah. He's just so excited to eat box. Bro. But it's so funny because, like, it makes, I don't know if you've seen him.
Oh yeah,
ugly guy, like undoubtedly ugly dude.
Okay,
but he rich, so like, you know what I mean,
it don't matter.
Yeah. No matter. Yeah, yeah. At the certain level of money, you just like, yeah, I'm rich.
Yeah, you link up with Drake, it's like, who cares?
Tight shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
ugly guy, but it makes sense. He's like, yo, I've never got as much pussy in my life. I just want to eat it all.
Yo,
I just want to eat all of them.
No, he does have the work aesthetic of somebody who's been ugly his entire life.
Yeah.
Right? Both with munching and like his beats.
Yeah.
He is having a moment right now because he's giving everybody beats.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, and you ask for a beat right now, you would think he's like, no, it's too much. No, he'll give you one.
I want you to know the fun thing. I was going through his discography. I feel like a point in time in his career, he was giving niggas beats, but he's like, no, but let me hop on the feature.
Yeah.
That was like a...
Yeah,
He was like, yeah, let me know, but I need a feed on
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, for sure.
Fuck it. Be free. I don't care. Yeah. If you're a producer and wants to be a rapper, you're as good of a producer he is.
Yes.
It's a good deal for anybody.
It was.
Just let him rap on it.
He
put out a song called Dunk Contest. This was the one before Fisher. One.
Yeah.
The song, in the whole rollout for this song, is him talking. I was shocked by, like, it's him just talking about he wants to fuck these, like, popular, like, women from New York.
He just named her name.
Like local. Like
Nisha? No, Keisha?
I thought he was just like saying names. But the rollout of music video in like advertising on TikTok was these women that he was talking about fucking lip syncing to the music. So I was like, oh, these are like all real names. These are all and like known women too. You know who's included in that?
Who?
The Jewish bitch you like from TikTok.
Yeah.
She's one of the names he drops.
Yeah, he was trying to munch. He was trying to munch her down.
There's Marnie, another one. Like, yeah. I don't want to talk about Marnie. Fuck y'all, talk about Marnie. Then he dedicates 8 bars to like how he's going to fuck Marnie.
Yeah.
Horniest rapper in the game.
Yo,
it's crazy.
You would think it was, like, right now, the horny rapper Mount Rushmore is looking like Sa Baby, Kanye, Cash Cobain, and then Chow Lee.
Chow Lee, I was going to say, you got to add Chow Lee. He has his song, Miss Beautiful V. Have you heard the lyrics?
I don't know.
Immediately, just the title already.
He's talking about how beautiful her pussy is.
I mean, like the whole song. I gotta pull up the lyrics on Genius because it's hilarious how fucking horny he is. Why are the lyrics not here? What the fuck? Basically, he has a line in there. Is like, you and your pussy is twins. You got a beautiful vagina. That's. Have you heard it? Listen to this song, bro. You just wanna have fun. Let's get a little. I'm trying to rekindle the light.
like it's just me for you. She just wanna have fun, let's get a little threesome going. She made a caller, she ain't gonna keep it boring. She said I got one job, baby, just keep me pouring. I said she got one job, baby, just keep recurring. She told me she like it like that, okay, baby, let me rewind it. She told me I'm hitting a spot, it didn't take me long to find it. Pussy is wetter than most, and baby, I'm just being honest. You and your coochie are twins, you got a beautiful vagina. Okay,
man. wait, the whole song is horny.
Please let it go. A little bit.
Beautiful pussy and face, let me make a date.
Wait, go back.
Let me go handle this
business. Whole
your pussy is wetter than most, and baby, I'm just being honest. You and your coochie are twins, you got a beautiful vagina. Okay, man, it's beautiful pussy and face, let me make a date. Let me go handle this busy, I chase, pick you up at 8.
Bro. He said, okay, Miss Beautiful Pussy and face.
Let's pick a date.
You're calling somebody Miss Beautiful Pussy and face.
It's crazy. Yo, he's the horniest niggas of all time. Yo, we gotta just hold on. These niggas sound like they running a train on your ears. These niggas just be talking about how much they want to eat pussy and fuck. This shit is so crazy to me.
Oh shit!
I get why hoes like it though.
No, yeah,
I get it. Like
it's overly horny, just like
it's just horn dog music.
Super horny,
sex addict beats.
Yeah.
I wanna fight every nigga that had it. I wanna fight every nigga that.
Yo, this nigga's so. Yo, how come these niggas fuck my bitch? Yo, somebody put every nigga that had you. Yo, these niggas is so horny. I swear to God.
No, that's crazy.
This shit is crazy. Yo, I was having a ball listening to shit occur the other day. I was having a ball. Yeah. Oh my God.
You gotta fight every guy that had it.
It's I wanna crazy. Fight every nigga that had it.
That's crazy.
This is great. By the way, this is the same.
This same music video where he said, I'm gonna go to child crib.
Got the right one, no mistake, and I'll be on that pussy like it was a placement. I am not confident, tell you, let's go to child crib.
Yeah. I'm building that pussy like it was a placement.
Yeah.
I'm not buying no teddy, let's go to the. He said, please, let's go to child crib. I eat it on placements. Like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's so horny.
No, it's wild. It's
like. Y'all not hearing how, like...
No, it's by the way, this was funny about it. It's like the whole... All their music is this.
Yeah. Fisher might be their least horny song.
Which is crazy.
I see why it worked.
Right, because it's not that horny. It's like, yo...
For sure, it's like regular sex bars.
Yeah.
Not every other line. I'm telling you, dog, I was... Because I like Fisher, and I heard some of the music before. I heard the beats.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, let me do a deep dive on Cash Cobain. Let's, like, listen to, like, everything he got out. So I'm listening to it, and the more I'm listening, I'm like, yo. Did this guy get molested as a kid?
Oh, well, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it had to be.
No, of course. You can't be this horny.
And had a regular childhood.
No.
Somebody touched you growing up.
Yeah.
Like, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody, I mean. Yeah.
Somebody, I feel like, listen, what happened, buddy? What happened, man?
What happened
to you? You want to tell us something? Yo, they got, Kush Cobain and Chow Lee got a song just called Orgasm. It's the name of the song. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
You know how crazy that is?
No, this
just
shit.
Orgasm?
This orgasm is crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, no.
Yo, that's why, like, I don't know, that meme of this going around was like, the nigga, like, how do you feel about being my shy bitch?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's Chow.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Like, this how horny these niggas eat. Yeah, you are right, though. Chow is definitely like, he is in like this deep state of like fighting this sex addiction.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's like,
yeah.
How do you feel about it? He is so deep in sex addiction. He just telling bitches like, yo, I got a girl, but how do you feel about being my side bitch?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, exactly.
He's like, I just need more.
Yeah.
Right. Cash Cobain on the hand is like,
no. He's enjoying the pussy he's getting.
He's having so much fun.
Yeah. He's having.
So,
By the way, that's gonna be me when I start fucking. Yo, yeah, don't be surprised. I start making music out of nowhere. Yo, the bars just come to me now.
Yo, Ford will come on a pot time myself. Yo, you ever make a bitch squirt?
I will do a Larry Lionel podcast randomly, whenever you see me, just talk about like, yo, I just feel so good when you're in it. Like, whenever you hear me just start saying shit like that out of nowhere on the pod,
yo, like,
just know I'm fucking.
Like, her asshole just tasted amazing. What the fuck? Yo,
I wanted to eat it for hours, man. Yo,
that pussy was beautiful.
I just couldn't stop. I was just staring at her pussy, talking to her, like, yo, let me eat ya.
Yo, I ate it till my jaws cramped.
Yo, I ate so much pussy, my neck started working.
Oh, my God.
That shit was hurting for 2 weeks. And good,
oh,
good
my
now.
God. My fingers started bleeding how hard I was fingering that I was eating that shit. I broke my index.
Yo, I started crunching in the clit. Throw back to an episode.
Crunching on the clit, yeah.
That was the title of an episode.
Oh, my God. That's just so...
Shout out to the horniest guys in all the rap.
It's one of my new favorite enjoyments. Because now I listen to the music, I just think about two young men who are just like suffer from porn addiction. Yes. Like, people talk about Ye being a sex addict, which for sure he is.
He is, but it's nowhere near like
it's this. Not. No. It's way... Chow Lee and Cash Cobain are way worse. They're way worse.
Yeah.
Only because like they're not as rich to like hide it yet.
Yeah, no, they're like, this is it. This is for them. This, yeah. But that's why, listen, the Chow Lee album is called Hours After the Club.
Oh.
Which is a good title because, again, this is what I'm talking about. Like, he's kind of like, he's sad low key about this addiction. Like, yeah. He enjoys it in the moment. Whenever it's time to reflect, he's like,
he's sitting at home, like,
what am I doing? Like, yeah, which
got changed.
Which gave it, that's what made me enjoy an album full of like these kind of beats because they can get boring. But yeah. But the tone of it was way like darker, like, you know, this is a song called Adultery. Yo, that's how you fucked up with my chain in the crib.
This when you started calling it adultery.
Yeah. I mean, yo, the line is, the chorus in the song was like, oops, I just committed adultery.
No, I
swear to God.
No,
I'm not lying to you, bro.
I gotta hear this.
Oh, God damn.
Apollo.
I know you want something new, and you deserve it if you want it. And when you tired of it, nigga, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm going to hell, I just committed adultery.
Oops, I'm telling you. What did I say? You say oops.
Oops.
Yo, say oops about cheating is crazy. Oops.
No, you can't.
That's
say
what
oops.
Kyle should have said. Oops. That's,
oops, I committed adultery.
Yo, oops.
The top comment here is, I'm a 47-year-old hip-hop fan diagnosed with Cowman syndrome, and Chow Lee entirely shifted my view on his new gen rap. Nothing short of a masterpiece. I pray one day my music can touch masses like Chow Lee, my biggest inspiration. What is...
No, you know there's like a copypasta, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen this copypasta.
Yeah, it's you see it in a lot of the younger guys' music.
No, I've never.
Like this idea of like, you know, I'm a 63-year-old war vet.
I've never
and this, and you know, I've always had this perception about hip hop, but now I really like it.
New copypasta just downloaded in my brain.
It's a really good one because it's all music like this that, like, obviously they're not listening to, but it's like somebody's pretending to be like, I'm an 83-year-old white guy.
What the fuck is Cowman syndrome? Did they make that up?
Cowman syndrome? I don't know. But it's probably Cowman syndrome. How do you even spell that? Oh, Cowman. Combines an impaired sense of smell with hormonal disorder. With a hormonal disorder that delays or prevents puberty. It's a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
It's
prevents puberty. Oh, I think I've heard about this. I've seen people that have this shit where like they don't grow up basically.
Mm.
Like they never have a growth spurt. They never had like their balls never drop. Like no.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're.
Cash Cobain has a song called "Send the Addy." He's just, let me come eat that pussy, dog. Please let me eat that pussy.
Send me that nice
Addy. Nice and slow.
Oh, yeah. That.
Messy. Yeah. That's so fire. That shit is so fire.
Oh, my God. He loved that one. He loved that pussy he ate.
I'm telling you, dog. I do want this to be the soundtrack of my summer, though.
Because we got to dance for it.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? I've been practicing that dance, but I feel like the way that I think it's supposed to go, it's not the way the guy does it. A ream,
yeah.
The things after him, the ream ski, I think is what they're calling the dance.
Okay,
like he does this like weird drop.
Yeah, I ain't dropping to my knees.
But the shoulder drop is like a really big drop. But it's because I always thought it was like a circular thing. But he's not really doing that. It's like It's like this half circle.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now I've been practicing.
I've also been practicing.
Yeah, I practiced the dance.
You. That's how you know. That's a contender right there.
It's
you got people doing a dance for it. That's big.
For sure. By the way, I love that song because he's singing "For Sure."
Yeah.
For some reason, he named it Fisher. Yeah.
That's a good point.
He's so for sure.
Like, why? Like, why? When did you hear? Did you just hear that randomly one day? It was like, no. Well, why is it called Fisher?
I don't get why it's called Fisher.
Even if it's because for sure, Fisher, like,
I get it's a bar, but just.
But, well, why though? Why not for sure? Like,
why not for just, sure?
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's like, no, I got to call it Fisher.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, why is it called Fisher? Yeah, I'm going to be them like, for sure. Yeah, you hear it? Yeah, you
see, is this a bar? Like,
I blow it. Yeah,
yeah. Thank you for listening to that. Really appreciate you tuning in to this compilation episode. Like I said before, if you want our full episodes, if you want to hear these episodes inside their entirety, they are available on our Patreon, patreon.com/pottymouth. For just $5 a month, you get 2 episodes a week. It's a very good deal. Along with all of our commentary tracks, we're doing movie. Excuse me. Oh my God. Along with all our commentary tracks, we're starting movies soon. Can't wait to start doing movie commentary tracks. I'm not gonna lie. First on the list, we might have to start the Transformers series. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to you boys. I can't even cap to you. I love those Michael Bay films. A lot of people don't. Guess what? I'm not a lot of people. I'm one person. Besides for when my schizophrenia acting up, but then I'm like 2 people. But usually I just tell him to shut the fuck up, and he gotta oblige because he don't control shit around here. I do. Yeah, you know what I mean? Type shit. Yeah. What a wonderful episode that was, buddy. What a wonderful episode. I do, yeah, I love podcasting so much. Like, I don't have to do these little 50-minute things, but I just love hearing myself talk so much that I do it. TBH, like, I don't even know if I love podcasting that much, or whether it is I just love hearing myself talk that much. I think, I'm not gonna lie, I'm leaning towards I just love hearing myself talk. You know what I'm saying? The other day on Patreon, today on Patreon, when you're hearing this Monday, patreon.com/pottymouth, I call Cam a narcissist, which he is. I said my brother is not good at talking about things other than himself. Once you know, I stand by those statements. I stand by them. But also, I also enjoy talking about myself a bit too much. I think the difference between me and Cam is, yo, I'm shitting on Cam. Hey, yo, Cam in Brazil, he can't fight back. Here's the difference between me and Cam. Yo, I got like fun in my voice. Cam be talking about himself like, so now, like, I realized things about myself, like my mom. And like, that made me appreciate life a bit more because I saw it through a different lens. You know, life is all about the lens you... Yo, shut the fuck up, my nigga. Yo. Shut the fuck up, my nigga. Nobody want to hear you talk about how you see life through different lenses. Have you caught chlamydia? Yes or no? How many bitches have you given gonorrhea to? Yes or no? That's not a yes or a no question. That's a how many. Say a number. 6. Stand on that number. Stand on it. The other day, I was going through my block list, and I saw my ex-girlfriend in my block list. I unblocked her. Why did I unblock her? First of all, why did I block her? Why did I block this girl? I block everybody who I'm inside relationships with. The moment you and I get into a committed relationship, you have to get blocked. Because this is the only way for you and I to maintain sanity inside a relationship. I'm an internet personality. I say things that will affect you on a real level because you think that everything I say, I mean, because you my partner. But I'm trying to be entertaining. So I'm like, sweetheart, we got to block each other. we gotta block each other. So I block everybody I'm in a relationship. But I didn't unblock her today. Cool thing was when I unblocked, I went to her account. Her account was on private. Why was that cool? I want you to know, me and her together for about 18 months, maybe. Whole 18 months we were together. Her account was private the whole time. The whole time. I don't know what changed where she got her account public. Matter of fact, I'm lying to you. Here's what changed. She looking for hoes. Whenever a bitch open her account up, she need the hoes to see her account immediately. Don't even look at the stories. Don't even drop the follow. I need you to follow me and meet me immediately. Be like, yo, do you like me? Yes or no? Do you like me? Yes or no? That's why I'm posting photo dumps. I post photo dumps not because, by the way, shout out to the boys. Salute to the boys who be in my comments like thorough, salute, big bro, thorough. Thorough than most. Big step. I be seeing y'all. I appreciate y'all. Those pics ain't for y'all. And y'all know that. It's for the hoes. By the way, follow me on the gram. Uncle Dom XI. No, excuse me. Uncle Dom XL. No, excuse me. Don Sharp XL. On Twitter, it's Uncle Dom XI. I apologize. But, you know, follow me on the gram. Yeah, man. Go look at my dumps. Yo, the photo dump game. By the way, shout out. First and foremost, shout out to the hoes for the photo dump. Because I feel like bitches invented the photo dump and then we as men just like co-opted it. But like, shout out to the hoes for the photo dump. I love me a good dump. I love a good dump. Yo, here go three pics of this, like this little shoot me and my man did. By the way, here go this meme type shit. Here go this random picture of like the ground I took type shit. Also for my earthy hoes. Here go a picture of the moon type shit. Yo, the photo dump is like, it cover all bases. I get the silly hoes, the earthy hoes. I can get the hoes that read. Sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, I might start going to Barnes and Nobles to take pictures of books and be like, bitch, I read too. Yeah, I mean, really, really like cover all bases when it comes to the hoes. You mean post a pic of a Hellcat. Who Hellcat is that? I don't know. I found it on the gram. But that don't mean nothing. It's in a dump. I'm trying to just cover all bases on a dump. The dump is really the best thing to ever be invented because you really just like every single market can be touched. Pause. That was crazy. No diddy though. No diddy. Also, I don't appreciate how like news outlets on social media are trying. They be like, yo, apparently, the kids on the internet aren't saying no pause no more. Apparently, the kids on the internet ain't saying pause no more. They saying no diddy. Don't do that. Don't you fucking do that. You know who started that? Quilly Mills. Quilly. You know what I mean? Quilly Fit, the top carrier, Big Bloody. I don't like how y'all try to take that away from Quills. It was Quill on the Academics interview. Which, I'm not going to lie to you, my Philadelphia bias is coming in. Better interview than the Cat Williams interview. I'm not going to lie to you. Here's why I like that interview. Because you can tell Ack has a real vendetta against me. A real vendetta. Ack get into his bag like, yo, the labels, da 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 da. And Quill go, he ain't never been up top. He ain't never shot no video on my block, though. Like, when he ever been uptown? He run my city from South Philly, man. He never been up. Quill just say shit like that. I'm like, yeah, Quill. Yeah. That's just so thorough to me personally. To me, I'm not saying we should all should jack it, but I'm saying we all should jack it. No diddy shit. Pause. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Quill for that, though. Quill, top carrier in the city. Nobody, I mean, nobody did it better than him. Nobody did it better than Quills. Oh, my God. Yo, you know what I didn't realize was important? As I age, I'm 26 now. And as I grow older, small things become important in the matchmaking process of like a partner. And what I didn't realize was so important was like how do you fall asleep? Me personally, I always fall asleep with the sound on. Whether it's my TV or my laptop on my bed where I'm watching something, sound gotta be on. But what I'm realizing is there are psychopaths out there that fall asleep in pitch black and no sound. You don't got no voices in your head talking to you? How come you just okay in like silence and darkness? You telling me that you're not afraid of the hat man? Or the boogeyman? You just thorough? Who are these psychopaths? I can't be with nobody who just completely okay with just sleeping in silence and darkness. I need sound or light, one or the other. Like, the moment you make me give up both is like, bitch, you too grown for me. And that's something I'm realizing in my adulthood. I didn't realize how important it was to, like, pick your partner based off how you fall asleep at night. Didn't realize this. Because most of the women I've dealt with, they fall asleep. Excuse me. Because most of the women I dealt with, they fall asleep with this, like, with the sound on. Whether it's the TV or like a podcast playing, the sound is on. That was like, you mean, it's something I didn't think about before. Until recently, and I'm thinking about it like, damn, hold on, bitch. Excuse me. I start dealing with this new bitch, and I'm like, this bitch be like, I need to sound off in the TV off. Why are you sleeping in pitch black? This bitch taking Ambien. How can you just fall asleep like that? This bitch on perks. How are you falling asleep like this? This is crazy. You got no voices in your head or like you on drugs. That's it. Either you don't got voices in your head or you on drugs. Pick one, bitch. And it's probably Ambien. Keep it a bean. Keep it a buckarooski. Keep it a buckaroni. Keep it a buckaroo. Yeah, man. Keep it a boomerang is probably. I saw something on Twitter that was like, yo, Philly nigga just be creating slang. And it was right. Because sometimes you just say shit and it sound thorough. Yeah, man. You got to just be like, yo, I put the button on young boy. Yeah, man. Stop playing. Yeah, man. Shot clock violation that nigga. Stop playing with me before I really, yeah, man. Just making shit up. Yo, I fucking fold that nigga like a chair, for real. Like, you mean type shit? Like, I'm not really on none of that nut shit niggas is on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but that's the beauty of Philadelphia. You just say stuff and sometimes it works. It works. I built my whole career off saying stuff and sometimes it works. That's my whole career. Sometimes I say stuff and sometimes it works. You're welcome. Fuck nigga. Yo, that's pretty funny though. Building my whole career off like sometimes I say stuff and sometimes it works. Type shit though. Type shit. All right. I'm done doing bits. I'm done doing bits, y'all. Let's just get out of here. If you enjoy these bits, patreon.com/spottymouth. I do them over there with four sometimes. You know, and sometimes four comes in and slam dunks some of these bits. He be like, no, Doms. He look, what you not noticing? And he just cooked me. So patreon.com/spottymouth. For $5 a month, you get 2 episodes a week. Go over there and listen to it. Don't forget. You could never forget. Our reaction channel, Potty Mouth Reacts. We're currently watching Invincible. We're 2 episodes deep into Invincible. I think that we might start. I'm not going to lie. I'm like this close to starting like a classic show. Like, we should probably start. I'm not for want to watch Game of Thrones. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I've never seen it. It's a toss up. So y'all let me know on this episode. Y'all let me know on this. I'll give the free audience who listen to these some pull. Y'all let me know what y'all want. Y'all want to see the Game of Thrones or Walking Dead? Y'all let me know. I'll leave a poll up on this episode so y'all can go decide which one you should watch. Should we watch Walking Dead or Game of Thrones? Y'all let me know. Also, sometimes the clips from these Patreon episodes, patreon.com/spottymouth, don't make it into these compilation episodes, but you can still find them on our Clips channel, Potty Mouth Clips. Go subscribe to our Clips channel, Potty Mouth Clips, if you want more content. Always and forever subscribe to the Clips channel. We're trying to get all of our accounts over 1,000 subscribers. Why do I want that? I want all of them to be monetized, and I kind of want to flex that. Why I like flexing numbers. I'm a numbers guy. Thank you guys for listening to this. And we'll see you in the next one, man. Next week, we'll be back here. Hopefully, you'll be back here. And yeah, man. By the way, Spotify watchers or listeners, you got special audio. If you're on Apple Podcasts or some other shit, Spotify got video. They can see me. You should go get Spotify, you dumbass. Go watch us. Bye.
Well, hello, Potty Mouth.